There is new and troubling information on a massive cyber attack against the U.S. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency has determined that the recent hacking of federal, state, and local governments, as well as critical infrastructure and other private sector organizations, poses, quote, a grave risk. They also said that eliminating the malicious computer code from compromised computer networks will be highly complex and challenging. We start by turning again to Dmitry Alperovich. He's co-founder of Silverado Policy Accelerator. It's a Washington-based think tank. Dmitry Alperovich, thank you so much for being with us again. We are learning from the cyber agency that the hackers used possibly more than one path to get in. How significant is that?
Espionage campaigns in history. And we have just breaking news tonight before you went on the air that Microsoft was one of the other vendors whose software was impacted here, and the Russians were able to leverage it to get into some of the victims in addition to the original company called SolarWinds. But the impact is huge because you have so many companies that are using the software that essentially gave a master key to the Russian intelligence service, who is believed to be behind this, to gain entry, government agencies, private sector companies alike.
Well, it sounds serious enough, but then there's this additional reporting today from Politico that they managed to get inside the Energy Department, inside the National Nuclear Security Administration, which manages the nuclear weapons stockpiles. It sounds serious. How serious is this?
Well, this was a supply chain hack. So, in effect, the Russians were able to infiltrate into these software companies whose software is used by tens of thousands of organizations globally, including most of the sensitive government agencies. And then they cherry-picked. They decided which targets they wanted to go after to actually get into the doors and exfiltrate very sensitive information from those networks. And that's why we're seeing this drip-by-drip reports of numerous government agencies that you can imagine would be of high interest to the Russian intelligence services, like the State Department, like the Treasury Department, like the Pentagon, and now the Department of Energy as well, and others.
So, Dmitry Alperovich, do we have a sense of how close they came to triggering something? I mean, the whole thing is serious enough, but to triggering, I don't know, a nuclear incident or some other unthinkable sort of incident, step, emergency?
This is an incredibly dangerous situation and very detrimental to our national security. But there are two silver linings here that I think it's useful for us to remember. One, it looks like this was a traditional espionage attack. It looks like they were not interested in destruction. It looks like no data is being changed. We may find out differently in the future, but for now, at least, it looks like they went in and did traditional theft of information, very, very serious stuff, but it could have been so much worse. And second silver lining is that in this particular case, it looks like they were not able to get access to classified networks. Those are networks that are disconnected from the internet, so they're extremely difficult to infiltrate, and that's where most of the U.S. government secrets, of course, are located on. But even compromising the unclassified networks, they still contain enormous amounts of sensitive information. So this is going to be very, very damaging to our national security for many years to come.
And as we reported, very difficult to unwind, to undo whatever damage was done?
It's going to take us months to kick the Russians out of those networks. In particular, if it is indeed the SVR, the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, they're the ones that infiltrated the White House, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the State Department back in 2015. And it took many, many weeks for those organizations back then to kick them out, because they're so good at burying themselves in, staying stealthy, maintaining that foothold within the organization, that it's going to take us probably months to get them out of all of these networks that they've been able to infiltrate.
Dmitry Alperovich, as always, we thank you.
Thank you so much.